The other day, my pastor called me up and said, "Gary, I want you to ride with me down to the radio station today. I got a little small radio show I'm going to do today. I'd like you to ride with me, and I'll buy you breakfast." I said, "Sure." I hadn't seen my pastor in a few days, and thought I'd like to spend a little time with him. And so we meet, and we start going down the road, and he's driving. He says, "Well, I have a little toothache problem today, and I'll pull over and get me a little toothache medicine, and we'll be on our way." So he pulls over and gets out and shuts the door. I see him walk in the store, see him come back out. He's got a little brown bag in his hand. He sits down in the car, puts in gear, begins to take off, and he's got the bag set in the seat right between his legs here. And every now and then I notice he'll take a little swig of it. And he says, "Oh, that helps my tooth." So a little while later, I noticed he started swerving on the road a little bit and everything, and I didn't say nothing. By the time I looked behind us, I see this police light right behind us with a siren on. And I said, "Pastor," I said, "I believe there's a cop behind us." He said, "Sure is. Let me pull over." So the pastor pulls over, side the road there, and rolls his window down. And the policeman comes walking up and says, "Can I see your driver's license?" So he pulls him out and says, "Pastor Mosley," he says, "you know why I pulled you over?" He said, "Oh, no, sir, no, sir, no, sir, I don't." He said, "Well, what's that in between your legs and that brown bag down there?" He said, "Oh, that's water." He said, "Water?" He said, He said, "Let me have that little bag then." So he reaches down there and grabs that bag from the pastor, smells it a little bit, turns the bottom, takes a little drink, goes, He said, "That ain't water, that's wine." And by that time, the pastor raises both hands toward heaven and says, "Praise God, he's done it again."
Ain't it incredible? The things that we'll give God credit for and the things that we won't even think twice about taking credit for ourselves. For instance, I try to be really safe and conscientious when I'm out in the big truck, and I consider myself to be a pretty safe driver. But I still give thanks to God when I pull up to the house after another run. In fact, that might make for a pretty good segment for a future volume. Testimony from drivers who've experienced some kind of a miracle. If you've experienced some kind of a miracle out on the road, something that's taken place that you know the hand of God was in it, we'd love to hear about it. Just use that contact information on the last track of the CD. Let us know. Give us a good report.
You have shown yourself to me for time. In all my wanderings, you've broken down my barriers. Cry me down, you have given all the answers to my soul. You have given me hope within. And I am thanking you for mercy and the love it gives and the light that it keeps. Let me shine your mercy, mercy. Mercy, mercy on me. So many times have passed me quickly by. Think I'm so worthy, Lord. Need your wisdom every day. Oh, humble me, humble me. When I fall, dear Lord, please help me to bow down. Help me know that I need you now. So I'm praying, Lord, for mercy and the love it gives and the light that it keeps. Let me know you shine in your mercy, mercy on me. Undeserving I. I'm delivered from
Movies wouldn't be nearly as exciting without those stuntmen. You know, those high-priced stars aren't going to take all the risks that give the viewer those big thrills. Every once in a while, a script will call for a man to fall off a building or a cliff. And that star says, "I'm out of here, folks." But later, the viewer will see a man hurtling through the air backwards, and you know it isn't a dummy because his arms are flailing. Or maybe some might argue that the stuntman is a dummy for taking a plunge like that. But it sure looks like we won't be seeing that falling man again. Oh, but appearances aren't everything. No, it looks like he's headed for a crash, but he's actually headed for a net. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about always there to catch you. That man going over the edge, arms flailing, out of control, that could be a picture of David's condition in our word for today from the Word of God. It's in Psalm 94, beginning at verse 17. In fact, it could be a picture of your condition right now. David says, "Unless the Lord had given me help, I would soon have dwelt in the silence of death. When I said, 'My foot is slipping,' your love, O Lord, supported me. When anxiety was great within me, your consolation brought joy to my soul." The psalmist has good news for those of us who may be feeling like we're close to the edge or even over the edge. There's a net there to catch you. The Lord's support, His love, and His consolation. If you belong to the Father through Jesus Christ, there is always, always someone there to catch you. David was falling, he said, slipping, anxious, feeling like he was going down. Maybe some feelings you can relate to. And remember, this was the one that was called the man after God's own heart. I don't think it's that God was angry with him, but he allowed his man to be pushed right to the breaking point. Now, you have this ironclad guarantee from your Heavenly Father that though he may allow you to be pushed to the breaking point, he will never allow you to be pushed beyond the breaking point. In God's own words, in 1 Corinthians 10:13, he will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. Now, God will allow you seasons of desperation because He can do so much with us in our desperate times. Desperation drives us to release all our earth idols and cling just to Him. Faith grows only when it is stretched, sometimes to the breaking point. But then in just the last minute, God will bring you the specific encouragement you need just in time to break your fall. And He knows just what kind of customized encouragement you need for a moment like this. Because God sometimes waits to bring an answer, it looks to us like an answer isn't coming. Wrong. When that stuntman is falling, oh, it looks like he's headed for a crash, when he's actually headed for a net. Well, so are you. That's why you can experience peace when everything you depend on is shaking. Hope when everything feels hopeless. Buoyancy when it feels like you're sinking. Your Heavenly Father will not let you crash. He is always there to catch you.
Thanks, Ron. You may be interested in Ron's audio series, Changing Seasons, How to Meet the Challenges of the Seasons of Your Life. To find out more about this powerful audio presentation or for a free transcript, number 4385, Always There to Catch You, please give us a call. Our number is toll-free, 1-877-741-1200. That's 877-741-1200. Or you can stop by our internet website. The address is hutchcraft.com.